from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
You said, you know, that you had the decision, and it was your decision. What ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, there are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, you know, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now. I don't want to get into hypotheticals. We can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
For this.
No, not the Jacoby Brissett era.
No,
I'm not. One word came to my mind.
What's
when
that?
I when
one
I heard
word.
This.
What do you got?
Boo.
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 Stinks.
Boo.
Stinks.
Stinks.
This stinks.
We want Drake.
We want Drake. We want Drake.
Week two, maybe.
That's going to be week two
at Gillette Stadium, whether Drake's on the field or not. You're going to hear that. You're going to hear quite a bit of We Want Drake. Or maybe there's something more catchy. That's the first thing that popped in my mind.
No, that's good.
We Want Drake.
That's only 10:01.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, yeah, 10:03.
What the hell?
I don't know. It's a
digital clock. You can't
read
it?
I said the time before I looked. But yeah, that was brutal. What a whirlwind this has been. So yesterday, 1:15 press conference. We go live to it. He's like, guys, we've made a decision, but I don't have it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I can't tell you. I got to tell the guy.
But I know.
I got to tell the fellas. And you're like, okay. And then so we finish our show, and we're like, I guess he talks Friday. The next scheduled press conference is Friday.
That is what was scheduled.
And then out of nowhere, it's like, no. 8:30 a.m. sharp Thursday morning. And you're like, wow. This must be a quarterback announcement.
Get up. Yeah. Set the coffee timer.
Yep.
Because it's Mayo's talking early, and we're gonna get big news, and he's probably gonna talk for a while. I would imagine.
I would think a lot of Q&A. This is a big decision.
Big decision.
Yeah, huge.
We've been talking about it for months.
Months.
I mean, going back to when Drake May was drafted, Jacoby Brissett was signed. We've been talking about. You would assume he'd talk about it for a while.
It's a big deal.
You may not know this if you were listening to the Greg Hill Show this morning, and it's Jones and Keefe, by the way, on WEEI. We're gonna talk to Dietrich Wise of the Patriots coming up 10 minutes from now.
Nice, good.
So we'll get his thoughts on how he found out the decision. Is it the right call? All these things. I'm curious the inner workings with Jerod Mayo as well. So we'll do that about 10 minutes from now. If you're unfamiliar, though, you didn't catch it live on the Greg Hill Show, you didn't wake up, blinked, you might have missed it. What we played for you, that was it. That was the whole thing. That's all we said.
You could put the whole press conference in a tweet and then have like room to spend with a 1 minute analysis afterwards, and it could be in there. You don't even have to be verified. You don't have to be a pro account. That was the quickest press conference ever for the decision, for really answering a single question that has been asked off and on throughout the entire camp, right? They would take different runs at it, like, how's it going now? And Mayo, one of the reasons why it was asked a lot was because Mayo's answers would often change. You know, in July, Jacoby was obviously the starter. Then a week ago, it was like, we don't have a starter.
No.
And when we do, we'll announce it. And then it was like, well, Jacoby's QB1. And you're like, wait, huh? What does that mean? Isn't QB1 starter?
Well, even today, he's like, I.
That's a pretty big sign that you and I agree on this. We don't think Jerod Mayo picked Jacoby Brissett.
No, I mean, I think I could see why he would want Jacoby Brissett, because there's some self-preservation
there. Did he get swayed into it, you think?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't think he wanted him.
He didn't look happy today. I'll acknowledge that. Okay. Like, I'll acknowledge that he did not look happy, and there could be a bunch of reasons why. Maybe he thought this was going to be his big announcement, and it was scooped. Yeah. It's your territory.
No, you can use that phrase.
But it was scooped by Schefter this morning.
Yeah.
/ Rap Sheet, who actually had it first. They were like at basically the same exact time.
I know. We got to go back and check the actual seconds.
Yeah.
So I think it was probably similar.
We got to break that down. It was a photo finish.
Yep.
But he was supposed to talk at 8:30. We're going to get the announcements. There's no leaks. I got to talk to the team. I got to make sure I talk to all the players. Everybody's got to know. We don't want you guys to know before us. And then I heard Jelani Tavai when I was driving in this morning. It was 8 o'clock. He's like, yeah, I don't know. They had a team meeting. And probably the second that team meeting ended, Schefter, Rap Sheet both raced to hit tweet. And it was out there. Jacoby Brissett is the starter on the New England Patriots. So
I have news for you?
What's that?
Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport both tweeted Jacoby Brissett was the starter
Don't tell me down to the second.
8:10. Yeah. I'm on the computer. It only has the hour and minute that it was tweeted. It does not have the second. Both were 8:10. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots account, 8:30. For Jacoby Brissett. So the Patriots didn't know, but
yeah, the NFL Twitter account was like 8:16.
The Patriots were the last of this. They're like, all right, here he is. Maybe they had to get an updated photo. But
you gotta see who leaned in with their torso first. That's it. I found that out in the Olympics. It's torso first. It's not the head. It's not the arms.
I watched that 100 meter like 100 times. I still don't know who.
I didn't get it.
I don't think he won. But
who leaned in with their torso? Who's Noah Lyles here?
I guess Schefter and Rapport was a tie.
So
two gold medals.
So that was weird. Like the whole thing. I agree with you. The whole thing was strange. Yesterday was strange. We're like, they're going to make the announcement. 1:15, it's Mayo. Then he's early, which was also weird, but whatever. That's a minor gripe by me. He doesn't make the announcement. Guys, I'm going to talk to the players tomorrow. No one's going to know. Totally nothing's going to leak. I'm going to talk to the players. I want them to know first before anybody else. Then this happens. Then he gets up to the podium at 8:30. Pretty prompt, I think, today.
Yeah, today was pretty sharp.
And he doesn't look thrilled.
No.
He doesn't sound thrilled.
No.
And by the way, I know a lot of you don't either. You can weigh in 617-779-7937. How do you feel about this? Do I even need to ask?
I was going to say, for an obvious kind of result, people are still really pissed.
I don't think you like it, but you can weigh in again. 617-779-7937. One of the many ways you can interact here with Jones and Keith. He didn't sound happy.
No.
So why do you think that is? Do you think it's purely about the announcement and they're going with Brissett and that's not what he wants? Or do you think it's about the mechanics of how this all came to be today?
I do think maybe a little bit of both. I've never thought that he really wanted Brissett. I think that is a Elliot Wolf, Alex Van Pelt decision. I don't think he has a big say in the offense. He has sort of alluded to it. He has tried to change course recently and say that it's his decision, but he's had months to admit that it was his decision or to say that it was, and he hasn't. Like, he's the one that is saying it was like a big group was going to come together for this quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So how all of a sudden that changes and now you're the guy? Like, I really don't think that he is the
Alex,
guy.
Alex, myself, Elliot, and the rest of the offensive staff.
The
I think our
rest
goal
of
is
the
to
staff?
Put the best.
All of them.
So like 20 guys come up with who the quarterback is. I don't think it's him.
We were just talking about Tyquan Underwood off the air.
He's on there.
Tyquan Underwood, everybody agrees, and all of a sudden Tyquan Underwood was like, meh.
Guys, have we thought about Joe Milton? Like, yes, Tyquan, we thought about Joe Milton.
I know I said the whole staff, but pipe down, Tyquan.
I don't think that Mayo likes this decision. I also think, and I don't know what it is, so we can speculate on this, but yesterday, leading into today, when you had another press conference tomorrow, the national guys scooping it, which I don't think that personally, I don't think that would bother Mayo, but just all of it together reeks of a dog and pony show. Like, it's just, is how buttoned up is your organization? You became the very last team in the NFL to announce your starting quarterback. So right away, that's sort of, you get a little something for that.
You could have beat Pittsburgh, but you chose to punt on that yesterday. You chose not to make that announcement yesterday.
But you were afraid to say it yesterday because then you wanted to wait to announce it to the team. And then apparently you announced it to the team this morning, but you must have told Schefter first because those guys sent the tweet before that meeting happened and before Bea went on. Tavai was on the morning show.
Had no idea.
He had no clue who the quarterback was going to be. And that, what time was he on? 7:40 or 8?
Yeah, it was leading into 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So by the time he got off the air, it was probably 8-ish, and
so,
he still,
I mean,
didn't know.
There is a possibility, and we'll ask Dietrich Wise coming up, maybe in that 20 minutes where he got off the air and those guys tweeted it, maybe he found out then. I don't know. It just seems like disorganized over there more than anything else. You know, we'll get into how damning it could be for Drake May and all that stuff. Like, maybe not that damning, right? Because Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, they didn't start week one. I'm sure it was a big deal in Buffalo and San Diego at the time, and then obviously those guys ended up being fine. But for the here and now, you look at it, you're saying, I don't think the coach and the offensive coordinator / GM are in lockstep. I wonder how the players feel, considering by all accounts, the rookie won the competition. So you're going to say we have a competition, but then the winner of said competition doesn't get the job? That's very strange.
Yeah.
And then just the way it all played out these last couple of days.
So we're going to relive some of Mayo from yesterday. You heard the entirety of Mayo today. We'll do that coming up. You mentioned you want to hear from some players. Dietrich Wise of the Patriots going to join us about 5 minutes from now. We'll get his thoughts on this whole, I mean, charade is what it feels like. Dog and pony show is what you called it. Yeah. They feel like a mess. And so I wonder if Mayo's just annoyed that he only took two questions.
Yeah.
Now, were the reporters just like, screw this, we already know, like, we came down here and so we don't have any questions for you? Or did he cut it off because he was annoyed? Did they just not want to do more than basically an announcement?
Yeah, like, why? It's very strange.
It's all very strange.
That it was that quick. That was Wiggy's take right off the rip, was that if this wasn't his decision, then it's hard to sit there and defend it for a half hour.
Right.
Like, you don't want to answer a lot of questions about how you came to the decision, because guess what? You didn't.
Well, right. And especially him.
And you don't want to admit that, and I think he's had a hard time balancing that, because I do think overall he's a very honest person, and he wants to talk like a human, unlike Bill at these press conferences.
Yep.
And so that's why he slips up and says, like, we made the decision. I mean, I made the decision, and, you know, all that stuff. Like, I don't think he really came up with it. I think you'd prefer Drake May. And where it gets interesting, too, is, does Kraft want Drake May? And if he does, at what point does he step in and override everybody? Because we can argue over who has more control, Wolf, Van Pelt, Mayo. The most control is obviously Kraft.
The boss.
Yes.
So I just wonder, and Billy brought this up, I wonder if Mayo is annoyed that, again, he didn't get to make his announcement. I'm guessing he's not the one that leaked the quarterback news.
He probably isn't, but I don't know. Do you think he's interested in, like, breaking news? Like, that's not his job. He's not in the scoops world like I am.
But do you think they wanted to call this whole thing, make the announcement, do it, and then be upstaged?
But you also set yourself up to fail because, or if you were really concerned about this, 1:15 yesterday, you claimed to have known the decision.
That was your
but
moment.
But you weren't going to say what it was. You could have been the first to do it yesterday.
But now he doesn't look like a guy who is a player's coach. Like, he doesn't look, and I don't know if he wants to be viewed as a quote-unquote player's coach, but player-friendly in that I'm going to make sure everybody knows everything's well communicated. This doesn't look well communicated. It looks chaotic.
But the last preseason game, which it shouldn't even come down to,
no,
was Sunday. And then he was talking on Wednesday, and he hadn't communicated to his players yet. So when was the decision made, and how come you couldn't have turned that around? And, like, oh, I got to watch the tape. Well, how long's the tape? Like, you're watching the second half of that game? Why? None of the guys that are playing, or none of the guys that it even comes down to are in the second half.
Brissett was like five plays.
Brissett gets stuffed into the earth and, like, had to get peeled off the mat. And I guess maybe you had to get, like, an x-ray for him or something.
Right.
But, like, that, if you drag your feet on the decision and then you're like, well, I got to tell the team, like, all right, well, you're only going to delay things. And in this day and age, they might not know where the leak is coming from, but it's going to get out. There's so many, especially on a football team, when you have 53 players, you have a million people on the coaching staff, so many people work on these teams, like, it could get out any variety of ways.
Oh, and it's out. So, before we talk to Dietrich Wise here shortly, what'd you make of the other, I think, noteworthy piece, beyond just the announcement, and beyond the, I made the decision.
Of course, I mean, I.
What'd you make of Jacoby Brissett as our starter this year? He said it twice.
So that, I think, is kind of more coach speak, because I think, especially at that position, you can't put a date on it. And, like, that's such a horrible spot to put Jacoby Brissett in. He's our starter for 4 weeks. because so many different things can happen. You don't know. Like, I feel like you could bet strongly that they won't go 4-0, but hypothetically they go 4-0. Like, something crazy happens. Like, sure. Something insane happens.
You don't want to back yourself into a corner.
Then you're like, all right, well, we said we're going to take them out now. So, no, I think that just kind of covers your bases, because teams every year go into it thinking player X is my starting quarterback for the season. Like, the hope is the season, but things happen, whether it's injury or poor performance, which, you know, one or both could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand that, and we'll take your thoughts on it all day long. 617-779-7937. You say he's our starter for now.
That
opens up the question of, oh, well, is he still your starter? This happened with Mac last year. Like, every single week, yeah. Bill's getting asked about it. We were asking Mac
about
it. But
Bill would also take him out in-game all the time.
True.
So that also opened the door. So, like, Jacoby Brissett starts on Sunday and plays wire-to-wire, he'll still be asked about it, but there'll be, like, less reason for it. So, like, if we don't see Drake May, like, we saw Bailey Zappe a lot before he eventually became the starter.
It's true. We got a good look at him. Which you don't need to do the yo-yo of the quarterback.
No, I don't want that.
But I'm okay with getting a look at Drake May at some point. The Patriots have committed to a starting quarterback. Jerod Mayo kind of sort of made the announcement today. It was really Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter in a photo finish tweeting it out. So that's how we found out about the quarterback announcement. How did the Patriots, their players, find out? Let's check in with a member of the New England Patriots, Dietrich Wise of the Pats. He joins us here on WEEI, and he's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
We're doing well. It's a busy news day out there for us. I'm curious how and when you found out the news. We heard your teammate Jelani Tavai driving into the facility today here on WEEI. He didn't know as of like 8 a.m. How did you find out?
We found out today during squad meeting.
What was the reaction by you and your teammates?
You know, on the defensive side, we really just go out there and play our game, and whatever coach says is the starter, we ride behind them. So once he told us that Jacoby was a starter, we was like, all right, this guy who we're going to ride behind, and we put our faith in him to lead our offense and our team.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, that was it.
Okay, so when did you find out about this meeting? Because yesterday, as far as we knew, there wasn't going to be any availability for Jerod Mayo. So when did you guys find out you were going to be called in for a squad meeting where you were going to get this announcement?
Yeah, squad meeting every day.
Got it. So this is a scheduled thing you were going to be talking to. So it changed on the media side. Was there anything more than just an announcement from Jerod Mayo? Did he elaborate? Did he let you guys know that he was open to hearing any feedback on it? How did that go?
No, he kept it short. Yeah, he told us who the starter was, and we went on by our day.
So is that just for the quarterback position, or does he go through and maybe any of the other battles? Does he tell you who the starting offensive line is, get into the defense, or was this just a QB decision?
Nah, I mean, he just told us today who the starting quarterback was. I think, that's pretty much it. That's all.
Those quarterbacks, they get all this special treatment, don't they?
They really do.
They really do, huh, Dietrich?
All the rules?
Yeah. Well, they're the star of the league, star of the team. You know, they're the main people besides the center who touch the ball every day, and the ball is the program. So wherever the ball goes, the program goes. And the more time the ball's in the end zone, the program gets love and appreciation. So, and the person who does all that is a quarterback. So that's why they get all the blame, all the praise, everything. So whether it's wanted or unwanted.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, of all the quarterbacks you have sacked in your career, which was your favorite? Which guy was your favorite to hit?
That's a good question. Man.
Brissett.
No, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool sacking a few quarterbacks in my time. Sacked Drew Brees. That was pretty cool. Ben Roethlisberger, he's a big guy to get down. So every time I got to him, I had to make sure he went to the ground very soon. Similar in stature to Josh Allen. So,
those are two different guys right there. I feel like you could breathe on Drew Brees and you'd knock him down, whereas Roethlisberger, you might need to help.
He gets the ball out quick.
Yeah, that's
he gets the ball out pretty quick. So for him, it's more so trying to get him down fast before the ball comes out.
Yep.
Whereas Ben tries to muscle it before he throws the ball in. So that's kind of similar how to Josh is.
We're talking to Dietrich Wise of the Patriots here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Dietrich, from the outside looking in, and you can correct us if we're wrong about this, it feels like communication is all over the place with this organization in the transition from Bill Belichick to Gerard Mayo and even with Elliot Wolf in the front office. How do you feel communication has been, not just on the quarterback, but overall?
I think communication has been really good, actually. I think the coaching staff and the head coach is very open and transparent about things that they are doing, talking about. We're all on the same page. We go out there to the field throughout the day. So I think communication is really, really good.
So I guess, for instance, when you say the communication is good and you can talk to all these different coaches, we're confused sometimes with the messaging from Mayo. He says it's a team-wide decision versus my decision. Like, for instance, with you on defense, who do you go to when you have a question? Is it positionally? Is it the defensive coordinator? Can you still go to Mayo because you have that relationship? Who do you go to when you need to communicate something?
No, it depends on the question, depending on who I go to. If it's a defensive question, I go to my defensive coaches, DC, my D-line coach, my outside linebacker coach. And if it's a bigger question, then I go to Mayo.
How has that been for seeing those guys? Because you've been here now a while. You're one of the veteran guys on this team. You just missed playing with Mayo by a couple of years, but he's been on the staff for a while. Mm-hmm. Covington's been on the staff for a while. And both of those guys kind of elevating in roles. So what has that whole transition been like, not only for them, but like for you? Like, you were used to seeing those guys in different roles than you do see now.
Yeah, it's this the elevation and the evolution of their journey. Didn't really play with Mayo. You already said that, but watching him from coming in as the first time Patriots coach to now who he is now, seeing his growth, his leadership, his communication skills, and the way he interacts with guys, and also with DC. DC came in, worked his way up the ladder. Now he's a DC. He's doing a great job leading that defense, being able to communicate exactly what he wants us to do throughout the day, throughout the practice, and throughout the year.
Why do you think the coaching staff went with Jacoby over Drake May?
That's a coach decision. That's something that you have to ask Mayo or somebody. But
why do you think, though, if you had to guess?
I don't really know. I mean, I think they both did a great job. It was one of those type of things where they both showed great things in practice and great things, and it kind of just came down to how coach felt. So that's definitely a Gerard Mayo question.
What have you seen, those great things from Drake May that you've seen in practice?
Most definitely. So Drake definitely hits his targets, does a good job there, has the ability to bounce back at the bad plays that he has. He has a level-headed poise about himself. You don't see him get too down or too up. You see him pretty much even nil. So, and a young quarterback, that's always good to see.
You know, for years, there's always been the next man up mentality with the Patriots, and with, you know, Barmore dealing with what he's dealing with, and with Matt Judon traded away. You on that defensive line, kind of anchoring the defensive line, like, how much motivation do you guys have? Some of the big name guys are gone, but still trying to get the same results.
You know, as we told the guys, you know, we don't, and coach always told us this, coach Bill Belichick, he always told us, he said, we don't need superheroes and Superman and things like that. What we need is guys doing their fundamentals and technique every single time at a high level. And that's pretty much it. Paying attention to detail, doing the small things, extraordinary, and going out there and doing your 111. And one, even though we miss those guys, want those guys to play for us this year and things like that, we know in the grand scheme of things, they're not going to be here. So we have to be able to continue doing our job and continue doing the small things at a high level. So with all the guys we have, I believe that we'll be able to still put good film on tape, still be able to have the results that we want as a defense and also as a team.
Before we let you go, I think it's, if I have this right, it's a four-day mandated CBA break coming up going into next week, if I'm not wrong. That's not enough time to go to Vegas or the Caribbean, I wouldn't think. But what do you have anything planned?
You never know.
What do you have planned for the next few days?
a lot of R&R and really focusing, getting back the body and mind right for the season.
Okay.
Very good.
Dietrich Wise of the New England Patriots. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No problem. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, Dietrich Wise joining us here, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market.
They haven't announced captains yet, but he was a captain the last 3 years, I believe, right? Or the last 2 years, maybe?
Yeah, he's definitely been one.
He's been one of them.
So, look, I get why. Yeah, ask Rod.
Yeah, smart. Yeah,
I mean, go ahead and ask. I mean, how can you go wrong with that one?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not up to me. It's above my pay grade. Go ask him.
Well, and the defensive guys do have a little bit of an out, right? When there's like, listen, I'm not in the huddle with those guys. Like, we go up against them sometimes. Like, it depends on what they're running. He might have gone up against Joe Milton more than the other two guys, for all we know, at practice.
So they did their squad meeting as normal. Yeah. I wonder if they, and he didn't seem to think it was too abnormal, at least outwardly, but it feels abnormal to me the way this all went down. But he said they had their squad meeting. He said, hey, it's Jacoby, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's his understanding of how it went down.
But thank God he did that. Otherwise, imagine if he told the media yesterday, like, those guys wouldn't even have cared. You think if Dietrich Wise found out yesterday that Jacoby was starting, do you think he would even bat an eye?
No, it doesn't sound that way.
I don't think he'd give a rat's ass.
So if it really is that simple, if it really is as simple and basic and just like, oh, whatever, shoulder shrug, as Wise made it sound to us just now, why'd they wait so long? It's a good point, Keith. Why?
He couldn't have said it yesterday.
Could have said it Monday.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it before.
That's what the whole meeting was.
If it's really that easy, you could have done it, I don't know, before this morning. So it's still weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of it? 617-779-7937. What do you think of the decision? Officially, to go with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You talk about collaboration and being on the same page. How many people are involved with the decisions made in the quarterback? How many people are in the room saying,
It really, you know, if you want to talk about the process, you know, Alex, myself, you know, we just have those conversations. But, you know, he gets input from his coaches as well. And ultimately, it's my decision to make.
I just take my time with all this. I still believe in that. I had some.
That was Rob Mayo yesterday.
Sure it is.
It's my decision.
Sure about that?
Sure about that? I'm not sure about that.
Not buying it.
No, I don't think so.
Especially when you say over and over again, it's collaboration, it's this, it's that, I'll take input from everybody, the whole offensive coaching staff, you know ownership is involved, Alex Van Pelt, Elliot Wolf, and he came out like a little too strong with that. He said it a couple of times.
in his press conference yesterday. He came out with it a little bit too strong.
Yeah, which was like, hey, we need to change the message here. Correct. It is gone. It is now people are really on to this. They're barking up the wrong tree. We got to change it.
So why do you think that is? Why do you think he changed and pivoted?
Well, because it's a major decision, and he has to. It's one of the biggest decisions he's had to make. I put that kind of in quotes because I am of the opinion that he did not make the decision. But it's year one, head coach, week and a half before the season starts. There is a quarterback competition. We have to show at least sort of we're all working together on this. Big, big decision. You made it. You are the head coach. You know, it reminds me, this is kind of apples to oranges, but
I like it.
Remember when Ben Cherington was early in his days as GM or whatever the title was back then, and they hired Bobby Valentine? And there's no way on God's green earth that Ben Cherington wanted Bobby Valentine. And I swear he did the same thing at his press conference. I hired Bobby Valentine because that was like a Lucchino thing and right. Whatever. And like, and it blew up in their face and they had to move on and whatever. But same idea where, no, you're in charge. You're in charge.
You're the guy.
This is your decision. It's like, well, if I'm in charge, let me make the decision. So like, whoa, we're not doing that.
Do you think Mayo came out and was like, I want to sound stronger and take ownership?
Yeah.
Or do you think they and who is they? Jonathan, Robert, like the ownership level is like, hey,
yeah,
you're saying too much that we don't want out there. We do want to be collaborative and we want to include people in the decisions. We don't want the public to know that because it sounds like a mess. And so lock it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's that.
I have decided.
So if Gerard Mayo...
Yesterday, he's like, it's my decision. Yeah. He starts today with like, that's crazy.
It is crazy. But don't you think he's getting feedback from Robert Kraft,
yes.
Jonathan Kraft?
Yes.
Otherwise, like, if you... If
he's
you
like, oh my God, like, another email from Thundercat at earthlink.net. Like, you know, he's just like, no.
At AOL.com. Because, like, if you didn't get any feedback, wouldn't you just be consistent in what you were saying? Like, why would you ping pong so much if you were just like, I feel like I'm saying the right thing. I feel like I'm saying what's true.
Yeah, he's getting coached.
So, yeah, I think he's getting coached, and he's trying to go over the notes. He's also trying to be himself, but if all these decisions aren't his, it can get very confusing. That's why they tell you, Jones, always tell the truth, because once you start lying, it's very hard to keep track of everything.
It gets very difficult to cover up all of your lies. That is
this situation
it's a big brother thing is what that is. Yeah, you gotta cover up all your lies.
But this is pretty wild, and I don't know how many other NFL teams have this same scenario where the GM did not pick the coach.
Uh-huh.
The coach didn't bring the GM.
Nope.
The coach didn't pick the offensive coordinator.
Definitely not.
So it's like three of the five most important positions on a football team's front office or like non-players are all like piecemeal together. Like usually you can see they're kind of in lockstep. And here, I mean, we're used to something completely different and very unique where the GM and the coach are the same guy. And then the coordinator is clearly handpicked by him. The defensive coordinator clearly handpicked by him. This is different. So this is... You know, I said the other day, I don't want everybody to have the exact same thought. Otherwise, what's the point? But you could see some real difference of opinions and like overall philosophies because they're not all from like the same network.
Right. So, again, I'll just reiterate, Bill's way of doing things, I think, had grown stale and I was done with it. I think the Patriots are right to move on. They didn't have to go right to chaos the other way.
No.
Like, they didn't have to do that. And that's now what it is. So how do you feel about going with Jacoby Brissett over Drake May? I think I know. I was reading some of the responses on social media to the Patriots official post. No, they're not.
They don't love it.
Not at all. So you can jump in again at 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch here today with Jones and Keefe. A lot of ways you can follow the show on Twitter at Jones and Keefe. Same on Instagram. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's start off with Steve in the car. How do you feel about the decision, Steve?
I don't like it. I think that I actually think you should have got rid of Jacoby Brissett instead of Bailey Zappe, and it's going to come back to bite us in the old keister when Zappe plays us with a good front line from the Chiefs and beats us.
When is Zappe going to play for the Chiefs, Steve?
Okay.
How is that going to happen?
Okay.
He's on the practice squad.
Just play it out.
I like his first point.
Just play it out.
Okay, I'm playing it out.
Mahomes goes down for some reason.
Horrific injury.
And then Carson Wentz, not so good.
Bloodbath.
Bailey Zappi's in there.
See, like career-ending injuries for both those guys. Here comes Bailey Zappe with a good O-line.
Yeah.
That's what Bailey Zappe was missing.
Yeah.
That would unlock Bailey Zappe. If you get a good O-line for him, like, all bets are off.
Now I'm just checking. So they don't play the Chiefs this regular season, so this means
playoffs.
This is now a playoff game.
Playoff game.
So if we're fully playing that out, Mahomes, Wentz, they're hurt. It's a playoff game.
Arrowhead Stadium.
And now you got Zappy. How do you feel about it?
I liked where he was going. He went a little strong at the end.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Great.
Tried to start.
Stop there.
Yeah, maybe you should have pulled the ripcord there.
I was with him even with they should have gotten rid of Brissett. I was like, I'm listening.
Lean forward a little bit.
I'm like, go ahead. And he's like, Bailey Zappi is going to come back to bite us in the keister. I was like, how? He's not going to play.
The old keister.
The old keister. He's not going to play at all. But, no, Jacoby Brissett's the starter, unfortunately. But it felt like that was the direction it was going. I know yesterday you thought with the changing...
I did.
Or with the non-announcement yesterday, which it did. It opened the door up for a change of heart, but it just seemed like all along it was Brissett. Brissett started all the preseason games. He got all the first-team reps. Mayo was never really... Like, he did say May outperformed him, but then he would circle back to like, well, it's the totality of camp, and then you're like, ugh.
No, I'm wrong, and I know why I was wrong. I assumed, for some reason, I gave them the benefit of the doubt that, like, if you're backing the announcement up... There must be a reason. There's got to be a reason you're backing up
turns
the announcement.
Out there was not.
No, it turns out they're a bad organization. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't put enough stock in that. I didn't look at it and go, all right, a bad organization would screw this up 10 different ways, and they would drag their feet just to make the obvious announcement. I didn't think about it that way. I thought about it like, oh, a competent organization, what would they do? If they're backing up the announcement, that means there must have been a change. There's a reason they backed it up. Turns out,
no,
there's not. They're just not a poorly run organization who can't communicate with a coach that's in over his head and an owner who feels like is checked out. And, yeah, that's where they're at. I didn't give that enough credit.
In the old keister.
I'm curious, and I don't know if this will ever get out. Maybe it will. Maybe Schefter or Rapport will have it. But it was announced today.
Yep.
Then yesterday, Mayo said that he or they had made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when did they make the decision? Was it, like, flying home from D.C.? They're like, you know what, guys? We're going with Brissett. Or was it all along Brissett and they just wanted to keep it under their hat the whole time? Or just to... I don't know.
Don't you think it depends on who you're talking to? Mayo probably thought it was a competition the whole time. And in his head, he's like, all right, we're going to come home and make this decision Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, Van Pelt, Wolf, maybe ownership, I don't know. The whole time they're like, yeah, it's obviously Brissett.
As it went on, it was harder and harder for the Brissett people to be like, yeah, this is the right call.
Right.
Even they had to be like, wait a minute, May might be slightly better than we thought. And if your eyes are open, Brissett's worse than you thought.
Right.
There's no way Van Pelt and Elliot Wolf are like, all right, good. This is the Brissett we wanted. He's been bad.
He's not been good.
Yeah.
You know, if he hit the one pass to KJ Osborne, it could have looked a little different,
but he's
not been good.
Nope.
So I was about to call for this because I imagine we were going to get a lot of Drake May blowback. I was about to say, where are the Jacoby people? Because there are
none.
No, there are some, though, believe it or not. And they might not be Brissett people. It's more managing May. And,
the offensive line stinks.
Yeah,
so
no, you're right.
We don't get May killed.
That's
but nobody
true.
Wants Brissett.
Let me rephrase.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the Jacoby people. The take it slow with Drake May. You can't throw him to the wolves. Don't ruin Drake May.
There are those people.
Where
yes.
are you people? Where are you? Where are you at? Because I want to hear
Show
from you
yourself,
on this.
Show yourself, cowards!
But they're already there. Dave in New Bedford.
Oh,
go ahead,
sorry, Dave. Sorry.
Brutal today, my God!
Well, what's
every
brutal?
Day?
What's brutal? Yeah, every day,
10 to 2.
Just started on Monday, Dave.
It's exactly what you say. It is not that I think Jacoby Brissett is better than Drake May, but the two words that stick in my mind are David Carr. Look what happened to him with the Houston Texans. He got sacked more than any other quarterback in NFL history, and he was gone by the time they fixed that offensive line. I think you have to give Jacoby the chance for him to take the beating, as bad as it sounds, until they can solidify the offensive line.
So
quarterback is not dropping
Dave,
back.
Dave,
to step on his
Dave believe it or not, I've heard the David Carr analogy before, so let me just ask you, what if they can't sort out the offensive line this year? You're okay with May sitting all year? You're comfortable with that?
I'm not comfortable with it, but, like, what do? Do you throw a 20-year-old kid in there to take a beating like that, and then he doesn't recover? I mean, get it. I understand he's a top pick. You need him in there. But can he actually do what he's supposed to do with that offensive line? Can he?
Yeah, well, we're going to find out.
I mean, I think the team's going to be bad no matter what.
Right.
And I would just prefer to see Drake May. I think he actually gives you a better chance. Like, if you're looking to win every game possible, which I think Mayo is.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody else. Maybe Elliot Wolf isn't. Maybe a lot of fans are saying, you know what, I'll take the number one pick. But I think Mayo is. He wants to win more games than Belichick did last year. He even had that line on Greg Hill. He's going to be careful. He's said a lot of things, and we've kept track of all the things he has said. But Greg kind of jokingly was like, you're going to win more than four games? Like, yeah, we'll win more than four games.
Oh, yeah, you better believe
it. Is that right? Like, I don't think so, looking at the schedule. But anyway, he did say that. And, you know, David Carr, he was on an expansion team that was the absolute pits. He was the number one pick. They threw him out there, played all season, got sacked a million times.
He's also the brother of Derek Carr. Like,
he might not be that good.
Yeah, maybe he's just not very good.
He's stayed in the league, and he's popped up on some other teams, and it's not like you're like, oh, look at that. And like, Derek, he never popped.
Derek Carr has had a career.
Derek Carr's fine.
And, like, you know, he's middle of the roadish. Like, we talked about this last offseason. I'm like, man, he would be an upgrade on Mac Jones. But you look at how do you know that David Carr was even going to be that good?
No, I don't think you do. How about this? I did some research.
Oh, good.
There was a, because I didn't have time to do this, but there was a website called The Huddle that ranked every offensive line.
Com or dot net?
Dot org.
Edu.
Dot IU. So they ranked all the offensive lines.
Uh-huh.
It's a little, like, I was like, listen, I don't have the time in the day to do this. So they went 1 through 32. So the Patriots, they have 29th. So you're like, okay, horrible offensive line.
Who's below them?
The Denver Broncos, who are starting a rookie quarterback.
Interesting.
The Washington Commanders, who are starting a rookie quarterback.
Interesting.
And then the Giants, who just suck out.
Yeah, whatever. They might be playing Tommy
Cutlass. Like, so Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels can get smacked around. And like are those teams dumb for playing those guys? Or are they giving themselves the best shot for the now and the future?
And again, the question that I asked the last caller, was it Dave?
David.
New Bedford? David?
Don?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... Derek?
Dove.
Dietrich.
Dove Cleveland.
I think it was Dietrich.
No, we talked to Dietrich.
That's what it was. Right. No, I think that if you are saying you can't put him out there behind the offensive line, then you have to be comfortable saying he can't play this year. That's all. Then you're consistent. 617-779-7937. I'm going to familiarize myself with the huddle.com. That's a good counterpoint. How can you do that with bad rookies? Yep. Oh, wait, the Broncos are doing it.
Yep.
Oh, wait, the Commanders are doing it.
Those are bad O-lines.
Well, those guys are mobile. Oh, wait, Drake May
can scoot.
He can scoot a little bit. Interesting. Yep. Okay. Let's get into that more with your phone calls next.
I guess what I'm asking you is, are there instances where someone might have outplayed another but might not start?
I think the important thing for me is the full body of work. And so when I say competition, it's not just one day or one game. It's everything. And like I said earlier, you have to weight. You know, there's different weights to those things that they do particularly well or not well. And so to me, it's the full body of work, the spring, the summer, and all of those things.
Yeah, when I said Drake May won the competition or outperformed Jacoby Brissett, that wasn't right. What I really meant was it was about the full body of work.
But I don't need to tell you this, but let me get this out there. It shouldn't be, because if you're talking about the first week of training camp for a guy who's been in the NFL for 8+ years versus a 21-year-old who has played however many games at North Carolina, who do you think would be better on the very first day of camp?
I would assume the 8+ year veteran.
I would think maybe even the first couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I would give that guy the lean, even though I think there is a wild disparity in just overall talent. But one is a seasoned veteran. It's the same thing, I'm sure, in college. And that's the age gap is even closer. You have a senior who's like, okay, but he's been with the team for 4 years versus this hotshot freshman out of high school. Eventually, that kid's going to win the job. But the first couple practices, I bet he doesn't look as good.
No.
So I would throw that part out. So, like, to give Brissett credit for looking better than a rookie when the guy just touched down in New England for the first time in his life and it's like his head is spinning, like, I would look at it now. If it was the other way, somehow hypothetically Drake May dominated the first couple of weeks, but now as we're getting closer to the season,
he came on strong.
You're like, I'd probably take the guy that's trending in the right direction. Drake May is the one trending in the right direction.
I've said this from the second May was drafted. I'm like, he doesn't even need to have a better preseason than Brissett. He just needs to keep it close.
Right.
Just stay within shouting distance, because if he already closed that gap,
yeah,
when Brissett had an 8-year head start, which is also annoying about the body of work comment.
Yeah.
Well, if it's about body of work, you're going to go with the veteran every time. That's stupid.
Every time.
Drake May has no body of work.
No rookie would ever start.
Right. Now, you never start a rookie. Exactly. Yeah. I hate that comment. And I don't think he really believes it.
No.
But he's trying to now square away how May looked like he won the job, but they're going with someone else. So that's his answer. But no, I just thought May had to keep it close, because if he's already closed the gap, and I think he's passed him, but if he already closed the gap after 8-plus years in the NFL for Brissett, where will he be by the middle of the year? Probably in front. And where will he be by the end of the year? He'll be blowing him away.
Hopefully, yeah.
You 100% know what Jacoby Brissett is. And unfortunately, he's now the Patriots starter. If you missed that announcement this morning or any of the tweets from Schefter, Rap Sheet, the one-minute press conference from Jerod Mayo, Jacoby Brissett officially the Patriots starter. You can discuss it here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's go to some phone calls here. Paul is in Quincy. You like the move, Paul?
No. I believe it's the coach's responsibility to put the best player on the field who can win, and that's Drake May. But I can understand why they're doing it. They're not stupid. This is a write-off season, and they know it. 5 or 6 wins. So I think they're probably just trying to ease the kid in. You know what I mean? And then next year, they get a high pick. They get that dynamic receiver. And I don't like the decision because I think they should put the player that gives you the best chance to win on the field. But I do understand probably why they're doing it.
Okay. I mean, I guess I understand it, but I don't agree with it, and I don't like it.
I actually don't.
You don't even
understand. I don't understand it because I think a lot of people have said the first thing they point to is the offensive line, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, the offensive line is so bad, the guy's going to get killed. So what, Jacoby Brissett is going to somehow miraculously be healthy all year long, and then you'll never see Drake May?
Yes.
So, no, we got to wait for him to get hurt, then Drake May can play.
He almost made it through the preseason playing like a drive-a-game game.
I think it's like legitimately embarrassing for Drake May that he didn't win the job. Or that maybe he won the job, but like he wasn't rewarded with the job that he won.
This is a good point.
I think it's embarrassing because Bo Nix is starting, Jaden Daniels is starting, Caleb Williams was announced the starter at his pro day. He hadn't even been drafted yet. Keenan Allen showed up at his pro day. You're like, all right, he's the starting quarterback of the Bears next year.
Right.
J.J. McCarthy probably would have started for Minnesota this year. The modern NFL rookie start all the time, and there's a ton of them with good success. They certainly start when there is a journeyman backup quarterback in front of them. Yes, every once in a while, Jordan Love sits behind somebody good, or in this case, Michael Penix sits behind somebody good. But how many times? I mean, look at just this first round alone.
And the Patrick Mahomes one is so dumb because if they started Patrick Mahomes as a rookie, they might have won another Super Bowl.
I'm sure they would have been fine. But
they
like,
started him year two. He threw 50 touchdowns. So what? He would have thrown 25 as a rookie? That would have been pretty good. I think he was ready.
But even last year, you know, Stroud and Young and Richardson, and they all had different results. Stroud was in the playoffs, won a playoff game. Richardson flashed but got hurt. Bryce Young was terrible.
It was real bad.
Just because you're terrible one year doesn't mean you can't bounce back. There's also plenty of rookies who had bad rookie seasons and then showed up and were good.
Jared Goff was broken. He was like 0-7. He played for Jeff Fisher. Now, they had to make a coaching change.
Yeah,
they got him a good coach.
Yep.
And Goff maybe wasn't worth it to the Rams as the number one pick, but he's turned into a good player. They didn't break him. So, look, I think you bring up an interesting point about Drake May. People are so worried about babying Drake May. Oh, you can't do this to him. You can't break him. You can't ruin him. What if this screws with his confidence? I won the job. I outperformed the other guy. And
we're
now
going with Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, you're yanking me around here on this? Like, what if that? If people are worried about him being fragile, and a lot of people are, both physically and mentally, if you're worried about that, you should be worried about this.
So Mac Jones was the starting quarterback as a rookie, but Drake May can't?
Nope.
That's not a good sign.
I mean, look at their tools. That makes sense.
I guess he didn't win a national title. He wasn't throwing to Waddle and Smith.
Well, body of work.
Yeah, body of work. It's all about body of work.
Body of work. That's what it is. Scott's in the car. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. The big thing is you can't put that much depth into the preseason, I think, versus practice reps. I mean, Jacoby Brissett was getting primarily majority of the practice reps the whole entire, past 3 weeks. Bill Belichick went on the Pat McAfee show, and he was discussing what we see at preseason but what we're seeing at practice. And it's such a lower down. I mean, when he's stepping back, he's seeing cover 3, cover 2. He's seeing that in the base set.
Yeah, so Scott, wouldn't you say that shouldn't Brissett have gotten more – or I'm sorry, May should have gotten more reps in practice?
They should have thrown more at him.
Yeah.
I think you – you have to agree with that in a certain sense, but then again, you're going to look at the first 5 games of this season, and I mean, we're playing probably the toughest schedule. I mean, we're a pretty bad team.
Okay, but the Patriots have a hard schedule all year. They have one of the hardest schedules in the league all
year long. Cincinnati and Seattle are your first 2 games, not great defenses, right? Cincinnati, good team, but like those aren't great defenses where you're like, oh my God, they're playing the 2000 Ravens right out of the chute.
Yeah,
that's not the case.
But I get what the caller's saying. It's all about the reps and practice and joint practices and things
like
this.
Well, then that's fine. Give them more.
They should have given him more, exactly. Then that's now my criticism. If that's your feeling on it, he didn't get enough reps, why didn't they give him more reps? That's where I would move that criticism to. 617-779-7937. More of your thoughts on this. The quarterback decision, Jacoby Brissett, officially starting week one against the Cincinnati Bengals and not Drake May. We can also get into some other storylines around the team. Anything else bothering you beyond the coach and the quarterback? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.